Let's do this. So, Ted Bendel, what do we call you? Facilitator of this session that you're doing?
Yeah. Facilitator is a good term.
So, along with Peggy.
Yep. And one other.
Okay. Who's the other?
Susie Symes.
Okay. What's her connection? Just co-facilitator.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yep.
Tell me about Grief to Joy. What's it all? That's what it's called. Yeah, Grief to Joy. What's it all about?
Morning to Joy.
Morning to Joy. It? Morning to Joy. Good morning. Okay. Tell me about it. What's Morning to Joy all about, Ted?
The intent is to provide folk with tools to use to manage their grief. For those of us who suddenly find ourselves under intense grief, like would be, you know, if you lose a spouse, a child, a really close friend, it can be overwhelming. And because it's so painful, we want it over now. Thank you very much. After a week or two, please, let's get done with it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and it's, keep going.
I was going to say, what most people don't realize is it's a marathon. And there is no finish line.
If you're grieving someone that close to you, a spouse, a parent, a child, a close friend, there's no timeline.
Exactly.
No timeline.
That's right.
It goes on.
It goes on. Now, I came across something a while ago that said the aim is not to get rid of grief. That would be like trying to drain the ocean. The purpose is to help you learn to swim.
Okay.
Again, you know, and there are so many facets to grief. I'm just reading a book that refers to it as, you know, that way. There's so many different facets that come at you unexpectedly. Everything from, well, you know the emotional hurt, but then anger sneaks in. And where'd that come from? And loneliness, and all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of legal things that you need to deal with, and you can hardly remember your name, never mind what I'm supposed to be doing next. And, you know, some people find it really difficult to sleep. Other people can't get out of bed because it just knocks the stuffing out of every part of your being. So I say that's the aim of the exercise, is to help people to understand what's going on, to recognize that they are not alone, you know, to provide, if need be, a shoulder to cry on.
So basically to cope, because life goes on. Doesn't mean you have to forget that person, but life goes on. It helps you cope. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. So I say it takes a long time. It is a marathon. The Morning to Joy is a 13-week series. But just because you've gone through 13 weeks doesn't mean you've mastered grief. Yes, there are dramatic transformations over that period. And you come, we've had people who could barely look you in the face when they first came, And then by the end, they're able to smile, even to joke with you.
Yeah, signs of progress.
Signs of progress.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're out of the woods yet, but, you know, they're making progress and they're going in the right direction.
So is this online or in person, or what's the format?
Well, we host it in a hybrid format. So we've had, you know, we'll have two or three or maybe even four people online. And then we'll have a group in person. And we try to make sure that everybody is included. It's a video-based support group. So there's a 30-minute video with each meeting. And then there's a workbook that the participants are encouraged to work through, you know, questions to be answered and some suggestions for journaling and some guidance through the week. And when we come together, we discuss what they did in the workbook and how it affected them. And then we watch a video and then we discuss the video.
The in-person, is that at the Bible Fellowship Assembly?
Yes, it is.
And when does this begin for the 13 weeks?
It will begin next Thursday, as February 15th. And it will run, the last session will be May 9th.
What time?
6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
How can someone register for it? Because I assume especially the people who will be joining online will need to register to get the material sent to them.
That's right. The simplest solution is to send an email to griefshare@bfa.church, or they can contact me by phone, 705-360-0697.
All right. Now, this isn't just being done by Ted, Peggy, and Susie. You're doing it through the Grief Share organization, right?
Well, the Grief Share organization provides the materials. Bible Fellowship Assembly has been a tremendous support in this. But, you know, basically it's this organization that's doing the work.
All right. Is there any cost to the people participating?
We ask folk to contribute $25 toward the cost of the book. The book costs more than that, but it, as I say, costs us more than that.
Right.
But for a participant, if they can contribute $25, we very much appreciate that. If their financial situation is such that they can't find that is a stretch for them, there are scholarships available. So we don't want to turn anyone down who can't afford the $25.
All right. Anything you want to add to any of this?
Just a suggestion for you, Bob, is go to griefshare.org. Mm-hmm. There's an intro video right on the front page.
I can share the link. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll share the link on the web story.
But that would give you some additional background as well.
Right. Okay, good. Thank you for your time, as always.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate this.
No problem. You have a great day.
And you also.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye.